Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, CJ Stroud. God, he liked Ricky P. Give me your top three. Your top three dream scenarios for the Texans. Could they get greedy and go for two? I'm more open to Vondre Sweat maybe in the back end of the third round than perhaps I thought I would be. But give me your top three scenarios here for the Houston Texans. Because, God, right. it's hard to pick just three. That's when you know you're in a decent spot. It's hard to pick just three.
Yeah, my number one scenario by far for today is you get Edgren Cooper at 42, and you trade 59, maybe just a couple of spots for somebody that wants to get into the second round, for a later second round pick, and add another pick. You know, like fourth or fifth or whatever it may be. Because after you get the linebacker, then you're getting a little bit.
You're on this linebacker, man.
Well, they need one. No, I mean, I'm just talking about what they absolutely need, a linebacker.
Drafting for need.
Everybody drafts for need.
I'm going to call you Tom Cruise.
That's the biggest lie in the NFL.
Call you Tom Cruise.
We're going to draft the best available player.
Danger zone.
Lies.
Need. Need drafter.
Lies.
Landry Locker, need drafter here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610.
When you hear an
draft
NFL,
for need guy.
When you hear an NFL general manager say, we're just drafting the best available player, that's 90% of the time a lie. Everybody drafts for some sort of need. So I'm saying Cooper or Colson at 42 and then trade 59 for someone who's desperate to hop in there, because then you're a little more selective, right? After you get the need taken care of, you can be a little more selective at tight end.
I don't want to go need. I want to get some ball players. I need ball players.
Corner. Well, you're getting.
I'm like Tom Hanks,
you're
man.
You're getting ball players.
I need ball players, man.
You know, cornerbacks or whatever at let's say 60, 62, you know, whatever it may be.
Yeah, I want the receiver or I want the corner. I want Adonai Mitchell, number one. I think he's a total complete receiver. Mm-hmm. I saw Herb Street picked him potentially as his offensive rookie of the year. I think if you get him with the right quarterback, you can have that. Although I would laugh at Buffalo even more than I already have if they don't take him. I also like I like McConkey, but if we're talking about Kool-Aid McKinstry being there, then give me the Kool-Aid. I'll drink the Kool-Aid. And then dream scenario number three, Dejean. And then with the second, I want a running back and a tight end with the second and third. I think you gotta solidify that.
That's where I'm going with the trade the second pick, because then you can get a running back and something else. You know, because a running back could be a third round running back could be a really good player that helps you, you know, from day one. So if you get something at 42, trade the second pick. Add another one. You can get a running back and maybe a cornerback or something.
I just wonder if D'Amico will be able to find linebackers a little bit later, because it's kind of his wheelhouse, to where you don't have to take the Cooper or whatever in that situation.
Yeah.
I am in on this T'Vondre Sweat situation now, though. I think they can handle it. I think they got a good culture. And maybe the young man's learned his lesson. Now, would I take him with one of your second round picks? No.
No.
I wouldn't do that. But had this never happened, I mean, he's going early. And I've heard, well, you know, he's a head case ball. Yeah, I mean, I get that. I'm not, mm-hmm. I mean, it's there's clear risk when a guy gets the D-dub 3 weeks before, when that's one of his issues. I very much agree with that. But I also know that the guy can stop the run.
Yeah.
And when you draft Tavondre Sweat in the first round, the second round, you're saying, well, is this just a two-down guy? When you draft him in the third or fourth, you're not worried about that. If you get an elite two-down guy, then you take that all the time.
Yeah, you don't care if he's a two-down guy at that point, you know? So, yeah, there's a world of possibilities right now for the Texans. And, hell, you know, neither you nor I is that crazy about it. But there's some damn good defensive tackles in there, too. Like, damn,
I don't want this Fisk guy, man. Good.
Yeah.
I really don't want this Fisk guy. But
but there's others.
That means they're going to get him.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. He's bro-ish.
He's a little bit of a bro?
Oh, he's bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Big time. He probably, I mean, like, 1 second you'll catch him with probably taking a beer to class, and then the next second he's probably got a full water jug. Total meathead bro vibe from him.
Mm-hmm.
He's definitely the guy, like, taking his shirt off. Like, Fisk is like the guy at the party. There's the dudes who are like the life of the party, and then there's guys that might be the life, but they're also taking the life out of the party. He strikes me as the dude who's like taking his shirt off and wrestling his bro in the middle of the living room.
Drinking his beer with his elbow out.
Yeah, everyone's just trying to pick up chicks. Pick up chicks and have a good time and maybe score a dime bag. Fisk is in there with his shirt off, wrestling the offensive lineman in the middle, breaking the TV. I don't know about him, man. But hey, that guy can end up being a hell of a ball player too.
Mm-hmm.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What do you have a worst case scenario? Is there even anything at this point where you would say, man, I mean, even if they do take Fisk or Newton or someone that I'm not talking about, the reason why the trade is validated, I'm not looking at this and saying, okay, this is a disaster.
Yeah.
There's not going to be a scenario where on Monday, unless they don't get a running back, if they don't get a running back at all in this draft, then mm-hmm. they don't take the position serious. They just don't.
I'll agree with that.
They just don't.
Mm-hmm.
And they've lied to us saying they want to run the rock. And I question their evaluation of the position if they don't take a running back in this draft.
All right, so let me, you say, is there any Worst case scenario.
Is there a scenario where you come in here on Monday and say, man, they screwed up?
With the number 42 pick?
42, it'd be hard to screw that up.
You can't. I think the added benefit of the first round going the way it did makes it like almost, you know, a caveman could do it at 42. Seriously, a caveman could do it.
Cavemen were pretty smart, brother.
Yeah, well,
but you think the world would have lasted with if you had started as a caveman?
They were innovative.
You would have just died in
a
corner.
A lot of ingenuity. Yeah. Hell no, I would have been a great caveman.
They didn't have anything to work with, and they helped the world survive. So quit talking bad about cavemen.
Yeah, no, but they weren't Nick Caserio. They didn't go to John Carroll.
Well, Nick Caserio, how would he have functioned as a caveman?
I don't know. That's a good question. So here's why I said even a caveman could do it at 42. Now, beyond that, who knows? Maybe we'll be disappointed. But let's go through the top 10. Let's go through the top 15 players still available. So like I said, if they just go on CBS or ESPN and go by their list.
Or the Harris 100.
Or the Harris 100.
Shout out to John Harris. He's going to have our draft coverage today.
Exactly. And even if you're not doing your own research, which obviously they are, you just go by one of these lists, you can't go wrong. Ladd McConkie. Stop me when you think this would be a bad pick at 42. Ladd McConkie, Cooper DeJean, Adonai Mitchell, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Braden Fisk, set your personal feelings aside, Ennis Rakestraw. We haven't even talked about this Suamatia guy. He's an offensive tackle from BYU. Chris Broswell, Tony Franklin, Edgren Cooper. I mean, you can't Keon Coleman, Ben. Is it Sinat, the tight end?
Yeah,
Sinat.
It's Sinat.
Yeah, Sinat. I mean, yeah. You can't go wrong
H-back
at
vibes.
42.
H-back vibes.
Yeah, you can't go wrong at 42. Now beyond that, we can talk. But you're going to get a really good player that can contribute at a very important position, no matter what.
Here we go. This.
What happened?
Uh oh. What happened?
On the text line, here we go, okay. If they don't take a running back, they can bring in some undrafted guys.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they can find an Arian Foster.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Why? You know that's coming.
Like, for every
Arian Foster undrafted guys.
Arian Foster, Austin Eckler. Like, those two guys, they're like, it's almost like they get treated like they're the norm. Because there's like an occasional like late. You got to invest in the running back. Like, stop that crap, man. Yeah. Like, it drives me freaking nuts. This garbage that, oh, yeah, you can ignore it because Arian Foster exists. All right, why don't we just wait till the sixth round and draft a quarterback? Why don't we wait till the last pick? Hell, Brock Purdy went last.
Yeah.
Stop this garbage, man. God. Stop with this running back thing. My goodness, man. It is.
Can't take a running back in the second round.
Let's just do this again for the people in the back. Mr. Wait Till Undrafted. Christian McCaffrey, first round pick, traded half a draft for him. Derrick Henry, second round pick. Williams, he was late, so there you go. There's your one exception. James Cook, second round pick. DeAndre Swift, second round pick. Forgot what Connor was, maybe a little bit. Najee Harris, first round pick. Joe Mixon, second round pick. David Montgomery, second round pick. Travis Etienne, first round pick. Breece Hall, second round pick. Bijan Robinson, first round pick. Saquon Barkley, first round pick. Jahmyr Gibbs, first round pick.
Yeah.
You can sprinkle in an occasional Pacheco, but let's not act like you just find running backs in the undrafted. Goodness gracious.
Let's just get one off the
street.
Just
stop it.
Yeah.
It's important.
Running backs grow on trees.
God. Man, why do they get treated like this? I'm trying to have some sympathy for these guys.
That's how you get a Royce Freeman.
That's how you draw Landry off sides.
Yes. Yes. Big time, yes. I hate the way running backs get treated.
You scared the hell out of me when you
said I thought it was breaking news.
Yeah.
I started looking, yeah.
Oh, you thought they traded their whole draft for a kicker?
Yeah.
Nah, it's just that. But 0061 always makes me he always makes me feel better. Because 0061, my favorite texter, he said running backs are going to be in the third. I agree with that. There's going to be a run in the third. So he's at least got a grasp of this. And he also said this. He brings up a good point about Sweat. Tavondre Sweat perhaps bringing him in.
Yeah.
Just don't put his locker by Kenyon Green's. There'd be too many snack exchanges.
It'd be a lot. Of snacks.
Start a snack podcast.
Be some Twinkies in their locker.
Got the food podcast going on.
We got the food podcast.
Oh, or maybe they could be motivated. Maybe Kenyon Green's lost weight and they can motivate each other.
No, they could not.
And get it right.
No, they could not.
Figure that out.
I'm just glad he changed his number.
Oh, yeah. The D'Amico was an interesting one, for sure. Yeah, these find the undrafted running back guys. Man, the worst. Absolute worst. You take the exception. It's almost as silly as like, oh, you need to get $100. Well, you don't need to work or anything. I got a scratch off. I got $100 scratch off the other day. Let's go scratch off. Yeah, I remember like I think once a year, or once every other year, I win $100 on the scratch off. Let's go. Yeah. You got your quarters. Let's go. Let's go to the gas station. Get us a scratch off. Goodness gracious, it's insane. The Fisk thing, though, I'm keeping an eye on. I don't know. I think he might be there at 59.
I'm not feeling
I think he might fall a little bit.
I'm not. Oh, at 59.
I think he might fall a little bit.
Oh, at 59, maybe.
But I'm still not in. I'm not in on these D linemen as much.
Mm-hmm.
Not as much.
No, I'm not either. I'm not really feeling the D line. I am having second thoughts about the linebacker thing just because there's some real talent available, man. There is some real talent available that dropped.
A linebacker.
Yeah, that guy. Cornerback could be it. Cornerbacks are strong right now, man. Cornerbacks are real strong.
There's a lot of strong things. There's a lot of things going on in the NFL. Let's take a look at what the team/front office that broke the internet had to say about their performance yesterday. Let's also look at the last time Nick Caserio had the number 42 overall pick. Result was pretty good. Round the league next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.